Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 26th, 2020. Today is Thursday in the fourth week of Lent. This is a reading from the 12th chapter of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, given the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. I don't want to take this passage out of context. Paul is engaged in stitching together a divided congregation. You may recall from a week or two ago, they are divided by party lines. They are divided by who eats what kind of food. They are divided by socioeconomic status. They are divided by some thinking they are more spiritual than others. That particular congregation is fractured and splintered and in all ways divided. And so Paul here is appealing to a unity, appealing to the notion that they're all through the waters of baptism in the body of Christ, and they are all necessary, not just for the body of Christ, but to each other. So, I don't want to take this passage out of context. And yet, as I read it today, I simply keep thinking of how we are all connected to each other. Yes, those of us who have been baptized in Christ are connected in a special way through the power of the Holy Spirit into what we call the body of Christ, the church. And that is true. And it is also true that we have a common humanity that connects us with people who are Christians in other traditions, and people who are not Christians, and people who profess no faith whatsoever. The bonds of humanity connect us. And one person is not more important than another. Indeed, we have a long history as Christians of talking about those that are the least will one day become the greatest, that those on the margins are the ones we must include, that those who are helpless are the ones we must support. We have an upside-down way of being in the world, we Christians. We say that everyone matters. And so, as we continue in this strange season of sheltering in place, I think it's helpful to remember that we're not simply doing that for our own self-preservation, but it is an act of love and concern for those who we do not know. The people that we randomly see in the drugstore or at the local Starbucks. The people who pass across our vision while we are pumping gas in our cars. The people we get angry with because they're busy looking at their phone instead of paying attention to the stoplight. All of the people that pass our way, those that we know, those that we don't, those that we see frequently, and those that we will only see one time for our entire lives, we are connected to them all. And everyone is important. And everyone has the dignity of being a creature of God. I've been thinking about that all day today. How is it that we help people understand that the sacrifices we think we're making by staying home, the changes that we have made to our regular routines, these are literally the least we can do to look out for one another. And I say that with full awareness that these are challenging times, that these are difficult times for people who find themselves unemployed or on reduced hours. These are also difficult times for healthcare workers who are working double time, often in great distress, to try and help those who are sick. We've all got a part to play. We're all a part of this community called humanity. None of us is greater than another. And so for us who are in the body of Christ, our job is to remember that we have been called to serve. Our job is to remember that the one we call Savior and Lord knelt at the feet of his friends and washed their feet on the night before he was to die. He even washed the feet of the one who would betray him. We've got some work to do as the body of Christ. And right now, it may not look like the work we're doing is having much of an impact. But the work that we have been given to do is to love our neighbor, to be good neighbors by being obedient to our own sense of humanity and the law of God, which would have us respect the dignity of every human being. And so we have some work to do. And in the meantime, we can pray. As I've been saying throughout this week, we can pray for those who are sick. We can pray for those who are working on the front lines to help those who are sick. We can pray for those who are searching for ways to treat this virus. We can pray for our public safety and governmental officials. We can pray. We can reach out to one another. We can share words of comfort or a listening ear. And yes, there's some practical things we can do. We can wash our hands. I want you to know that I'm thinking of people that are friends of mine all over this country, and I'm praying for them, and I want us all to be safe, and I want us all to remember that we are the body of Christ, and there is not a single member more important than another. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.